Ahead of the upcoming 10th anniversary of 9/11 on Sunday, Czech Radio's Martina Mašková interviewed the US ambassador to Prague, Norman Eisen. In the interview, the ambassador is asked about Czech cooperation in the war on terror, CIA renditions at Czech airports, and Al-Qaeda. Mr. Eisen begins first, though, by discussing the attacks on that fateful September day, where he was when the first plane hit.
I was in my office on the top floor in Washington, D.C., and suddenly I heard a commotion in the conference room near my office. And I walked down, and some of my colleagues were watching television, and they said, look, a jet has just hit one of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. And I looked at it, I thought, what a terrible accident. I watched for a moment, and then I went back to my office. And then a few minutes later, I heard a terrible cry again from down the end of the hall, and I went back, and it was the second plane had hit. And then we knew it was not an accident. And by that time, I think there were other indications of the seriousness of the problem. My first call was to my wife. I had my baby daughter was at home, also in Washington, walking distance from the office. And I told them that I was going to come home and be with them. And I walked home, and I remember the streets were full of people going home walking, some walking very long distances. And then my wife and I watched the rest of the terrible events of that day together at home downtown D.C., and those are my memories of the day of 9/11.
Do you think the Bush administration failed to react properly to the attacks?
No, I don't think so. I believe that it is always possible to, of course, look back in hindsight. There may be specific things that could have been done differently, but I think that on the whole, the initial reaction was a good one and a strong one, and I personally was a supporter of the engagement in Afghanistan because the United States was attacked, and it's important to respond to an attack.
Al-Qaeda, according to the study, is still attempting to recruit U.S. Muslims. How do you explain that? Is it a problem of secret services or an expression of weakness of the multicultural concept?
I recently saw a study that surveyed the different ethnic communities in the United States. And that study determined that the community that had the overall the strongest patriotism and the most strong feelings, positive feelings towards the United States was actually the Muslim community. So I believe that U.S. Muslims are strong communities, strong functioning part of American multiculturalism. The multicultural idea is the very essence of the United States. And on the whole, there are always individual difficulties. On the whole, I believe that it's working very well and will continue to thrive and prosper, and indeed that it's one place where the United States can share the lessons, both good and bad. There have been difficulties with our multiculturalism over the centuries, the more than two centuries that we've been practicing it, but I think on the whole it's successful.
9/11 Commission recently said that country is safer, I mean the U.S. is safer, but there is still a need for greater unity of command between various emergency response agencies, or that U.S. needs more powerful office of Director of National Intelligence. Does President Obama consider such reforms?
The 9/11 Commission report, including the recent update, has been welcomed by the administration. The Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Napolitano, has blogged on the Homeland Security webpage about all of the ways that we are implementing the ideas there. That's an ongoing process, though. It does take time. Of course, a DNI, Director of National Intelligence, has been created, and we're continuing to work on these issues. I think there has been under both Republican and Democratic administrations, there has been outstanding vigilance at home in the United States in keeping us safe and secure, and that will continue under the Obama administration.
Some U.S. media, especially Fox News, broadcasted that 10 years after the attacks, there is still no public timetable for the trials of the suspects at Guantanamo Bay. Why?
I, of course, was in the White House for 2 years and was a firsthand observer to the president's efforts to bring this to closure. These are very difficult, in many cases, unprecedented legal issues. In general, the court cases for the those who are accused of terror activity have been to the Supreme Court a number of times, and the United States and the Obama administration is working diligently to bring those to closure. But when you have extraordinary, important, and unusual, indeed unprecedented litigation, it can sometimes take time to complete.
The Czech government was suspected it allowed secret transport of Guantanamo detainees through our territory. Or more, there was a suspicion if the detainees were not interrogated here. What information you, as the ambassador of the Obama administration, have about that?
I'm not going to comment on those unsubstantiated reports. I will say that in general, the Obama administration has a firm commitment to fighting the war on terror, to doing it consistently with legal norms, both in the United States and internationally. And very pleased that the Czech Republic has been a partner globally and in an open way. For example, I went to Afghanistan and I saw how our two nations are working side by side within the NATO mission in Afghanistan and making great progress in not only fighting the war on terror, but also transformation and reconstruction to rebuild Afghan society so that they can take charge of their own security on the timetable that the president has set forth. So I think we've been publicly and openly allies in this larger global war on terror and for democracy.
It's now documented, the flights I talk about, because our U.S. correspondent has got a number of documents proving that secret transports with terror suspects on board passed through Prague in autumn 2004. CIA hired private airlines and gave people on the board diplomat status. I mean, if you have in your hands already the real proven documents, what would be your reaction as a representative of the Obama administration? Was it right to do it?
I'm not going to comment on those particular allegations, and also probably better as a diplomat not to comment on hypothetical questions, on what-if questions.
It seems not to be hypothetical. We have really proven this and S number of media in the world. So the documents are there on the company, private company, which transported. I know that your role of diplomat is to be diplomatic, but on the other hand, this is Obama administration, that was previous administration. If this is proven, was it okay to transport these detainees through the Czech Republic?
Martina, I'm not going to comment on the allegations. It's the if it is proven, that is the hypothetical part of the question, and I'm not going to comment on that. I will say, as is publicly known, that our two countries have been strong allies in the fight against terror. We're also very good allies in the fight for democracy. So there's a much longer list of places. And this relates to 9/11 also, because one of the lessons that we learned on 9/11 is that a threat to freedom anywhere is a threat to freedom everywhere. Who would have imagined? We would certainly not have imagined in the United States that in the far-off Afghanistan that we were about to have a devastating blow to the center of two great U.S. cities. So for that reason, we are very proud to work with our partners around the world to promote freedom and democracy, because that's the antidote to terror. That's why we work with the Czech Republic, not just in Afghanistan, but to fight for democracy, to protect allies like Israel, to work against the efforts to undermine Iranian sanctions. And other countries, Cuba, Burma, Belarus, we're fighting side by side. It's more important what we're fighting for, which is for freedom and democracy, free markets, political liberties, civil liberties. That's as important as what we're fighting against.
According to the Pravo Daily, you told the Foreign Committee in the U.S. That the Czech Republic is one of the best partners in Europe. Could you give me one, two examples of Czech loyalty?
Yes, I will. I'll take some liberty with the question, because I would say that it's not a question of Czech loyalty to us. It's a question of our shared partnership. Both the United States and the Czech Republic are loyal to an idea of democracy and freedom and free markets, and we work together as equal partners on that. Examples would be the mission in Afghanistan, where I myself went. I traveled with General Picek and saw how our U.S. troops and the Czech troops are working side by side. I talked to them both. They told me, every U.S. soldier I talked to, from ordinary privates all the way up to General Petraeus, the NATO commander, all told me what wonderful partners the Czechs are in that work.
Czech radio reporter Martina Maškova was talking there to the U.S. Ambassador to Prague, Norman Eisen.